Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Worldview is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam, welcome back. How are you? Good Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. You can take me through this. It doesn't make much sense to me, this visit to Taiwan.
No, it's about rattling a cage, isn't it, really? It's also about solidarity. And the fact is that we know that China has always regarded Taiwan as essentially a breakaway region that will one day be part of the whole China again, and that Taiwan doesn't see itself like that and has been making a go of it as an independent nation. But it's a very tricky balance about which countries in the world recognize it as an independent nation. So what this is the United States saying, yeah, we recognize you. You have a democratically elected government. We support it. It is, as Nancy Pelosi put it, the choice between autocracy and democracy. And in supporting Taiwan, they feel they're supporting democracy and, of course, a very favorable trading partner, too. Lest we forget, there's always money on the bottom line.
Fair point.
But she is, of course, playing with fire, isn't she? I mean, I guess one of the reasons that she's going is, technically speaking, as a speaker of the House of Representatives, she is less partisan than, say, sending a Democrat or a Republican, albeit she has Democrat credentials.
Maybe there's
that sort of feeling that she'll pull both sides. In fact, I've already heard a Republican senator, I think his name's Dan Williams, saying he supports her visit, and he's been an arch critic of Nancy Pelosi in the past.
Mm.
But they're sort of pulling behind it. Beijing, of course, has talked about those who play with fire will perish by it. They have instantly announced some big military exercises in the waters around Taiwan. How close they get will be, scary / interesting. We know that Chinese warplanes have already buzzed Taiwan Strait as a result of Nancy Pelosi pitching up. If it's not playing with fire, it's certainly a little sparky, isn't it?
I'd say. And then, as if they don't have enough problems, there's also more anger that's being directed to the United States by Russia now as well. It's a very similar Big Brother game that's being played as well.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. So China threatening America, America threatening China, Russia threatening America, and vice versa. Basically, Russia has accused the U.S. of, as they put it, direct involvement in the war in Ukraine. It's a moot point, isn't it? Because Ukraine has, of course, absolutely required supplies of weapons and weapon systems by Western allies in order to have any chance of repelling the Russian invasion. And that includes the use of the American-made HIMARS artillery. We talked about this before, this game-changing battlefield device that essentially, it's much more accurate, much longer range than anything the Russians have, and very high tech and, you know, all gizmoed up. And according to a spokesperson for Moscow's defense ministry, Lieutenant General Igor Konashenkov, he says that they've intercepted calls suggesting a greater link between the U.S. and Ukraine. In other words, the U.S. is guiding Ukraine on what to do with these weapons. Proxy war or actual war? It still feels proxy, but we also know there's a war on words going on, don't we?
I guess so. And then NASA's sheepish astronaut?
Yeah, just to prove that we're still not talking about Antonio Guterres's expression? Total nuclear annihilation, that's it. Moving on from all these various threats and scaremongering things, NASA is planning to put a stuffed sheep into space, specifically an Aardman Animations Shaun the Sheep. So he's boldly going where no sheep has gone before, at least of a one from the fictional Monty Bottom Farm. If you know you're Shaun the Sheep, you'll be cheering him on. This is otherwise an unmanned and unanimaled flight that's going to take place in the next 30 days or so. NASA's testing the new Artemis craft, which one day it's hoped will take human beings back to the moon and possibly Mars. Let's hope it's not Houston. We have a problem.
Right.
Anyway. I know. The director for human and robotic exploration, David Parker, says, this is his quote, "We're really very happy that Shaun has been selected for the mission. And while it might be a small step for a human, it's a giant leap for lamb kind."
Aww.
I know.
That's so cute. Oh. A and really, really corny. Okay, so we're sending a stuffed sheep to the moon. This is the most expensive toy ride ever.
Well, I suppose he's not going to be required to do a lot. He will just sit there.
Fair enough.
But, or will he? I don't know. He doesn't. Does he not appear in space in a certain film? I'm trying to think of Shaun the Sheep films. I think he's been up to space in animated form before, but this is an actual one.
Oh, my word. I can't believe you even are aware of that. Okay, Adam, we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thank you very much for ending us off on that light note, despite the very much impending doom from China and Russia.